Advocates of Protections for Transgender Teens. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that means, let's play Logic 101. I'm going to learn you some Thomistic Aristotelian logic without you having to sit through a lecture. And this will be fun. Advocates of Protections for Transgender Teens said the overall rollback sends a message that something is wrong with them, which is harmful. Okay. If there are advocates for protections for transgender teens, that must mean then that there are advocates for what? Actions against transgender teens. If you wanted to find out what something means, as Chesterton said, look at its opposite. What's the opposite? Okay. What's the opposite of a protector? What's another word for a protector? A defender, right? So then that would mean an offender, right? Or a an aggressive. Aggressive action against. So, who do you know that is an offender, officially speaking, of a transgender teen? And how does a transgender teen stand out so that the offender or the defender can find them and either offend them, persecute them, or defend them, protect them? And how do we determine the titles? Do you go to school to be an offender or a defender? Do you have to take a course? Do you have to have lunch with the offender? Do you have to have lunch? Do you have to have dinner? Have you walked around the block with the offender? The point is that this is set up as that there is this cabal of people out there that just live their lives to do nothing more than to torment, torture, and I guess bring physical harm and mayhem to transgender teens. Okay, where are they? And before you say, well, Middle Church, they're in schools. Okay, well, you know what? And I was going to school, fat kids got picked on. Does that mean that there were advocates for fat kids and that the rest of the, or there were defenders of fat kids and the rest of the people were offenders against or taking action against fat kids? What about kids that had acne? What about the kids that were that were skinny? What about kids that were just plain lanky and goofy? I mean, the idea here that the transgender kids are the first kids that have ever been picked on in school is just preposterous. And also that a school or that a school body is incapable of dealing with these. This is human. This is life. This is life. Are there instances where bullying gets out of control? Well, yeah. And is that because of protectors and defenders, or is it because there are bad people? I'd say it's because there are bad people. I'd say that because Pride and Pride Book and all the rest of the stuff that makes up social the rot that makes up social media today has led us to that point where that kind of bullying is easier to do today. But folks, left out of this entire equation is this. We know there are studies that have been done. There's science behind this. Children that are suffering transgender dysphoria have a mental problem. They're not well in the head. That's not something you just go, oh, well, you know, let the peasants take care of that. That's not something you just dismiss. And to my knowledge, it's not dismissed. But we're prevented from like in the state of New Jersey, you're forbidden by law from treating it as the mental disorder that it is. Here, answer the question, what is charitable about that? What is also charitable about herding people into their own little idiosyncratic communities and then by definition separating them from the rest? And then, hey, if you want to play teenage angst here, not only do you separate them from the rest, but you go like, oh, you know what? Come on over here. You guys get this, and you guys don't. This can all be dealt with simple Christian ethics